Slitfang roared back to Grubbage.
Take her round! They've turned tail on us! Take her round!
Tazin's shout cut across the command shrilly.
Slizzy! Get your ropes out! That stream dog's just pushed the captain and Prince Blad overboard! They're in the sea!
Shog had cut Plug and Blad's bonds before he kicked them off the stern into the waves. Both beasts were floundering, waving wildly as the sea scab's bow waves washed over them.
Bring her about! Glub, 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 glub. Throw me a line, you swab!
Help! I'm drowning! I cannot swim!
Slitfang kept the battle axe pressed against Curda's spine.
Captain's in the water! Bring her about, quick! Ripper! Scummy! Get those lines to midships! You hang on, Captain! We'll get you out of there!
Kruver sent the vessel skimming and skipping over wave crests, sailing dead east on the powerful sweep of a heavy running flood tide. Triss bared her teeth as she watched Blad and Plug being hauled aboard the sea scab.
I would have liked to have tied a stone to that white ferret's paws.
Shog winked at the squiddle maid.
No, you wouldn't, Triss. You're made of better stuff than that. When the right day arrives, we'll take our revenge face to face and sword to sword.
Triss's paw trembled as she patted her friend's back.
You're right, Shog. I just felt so angry at letting him go that I had to say something. Right now we're relying on you and Kruver to lead them a dance around the reefs and shallows where they can't follow us.
Shog sat down next to Kruver and placed his paw on the tiller. They looked ahead at the pounding surf breaking on the shore. Shog spoke.
Due east, dead ahead, eh, mate?
Kruver nodded.
Dead ahead it is, mate. Let's do it together.
Sagax was bending his back, straining against the humming sail ropes, when he straightened up, alarmed.
Dead ahead will take us crashing straight onto the shore. You'll run us aground.
Triss blinked against the sun rising in splendour to the east.
Oh, no, it won't. I know what you rascals are up to. Tell him. Go on.
Both the otter's paws were clasped on the tiller as Kruver told Sagax what was on their minds.
There's one place that big ship don't have a chance of following us, mate. Straight up the stream across the shore.
Skerim's ears stood straight up in alarm.
I say, steady on, chaps. Bit risky, ain't it? What about the jolly old stop dog? I know she's burnt out, but the blinking wreckage is still lying in that stream. I mean, won't that stop us, what?
Shog kept his eyes on the coastline ahead.
Not at the rate we'll be going, mate. I had it in me mind to do this afore we ever boarded this craft to rescue ye. It'll take all of me and Kruver's skills, but we'll run on that flood tide like a pike after a waterfly. We'll either crash through that wreckage or sink. Either way, 'tis the best course to leave Plug's ship behind.
Skerim looked around for something to nibble on, but could find nothing in the way of food to comfort him.
Good grief! Is that really the plan, Kruver?
The otter nodded.